Welcome, church, and thank you for coming to At My Father's Table. I am Pastor Kevin T. Scott, and it's a great day to hear. We are a cyberspace church. What that means is that you won't have to worry about going in your purse or digging in your pockets. We won't be asking for any donations. We just ask you to listen. To listen and hear the word of God as we interpret his trust, his ways, and the beliefs of humanity. Today's message is centered around the youth that will carry us into the future, the youth that will pay our Social Security and do the things to take care of us in our later years. You see, you play a very important role. Our continuation, depends on what you do, how you are, the compassion in your heart, the way you think. The youth stands us up. It reinvents itself over and over until Jesus decides to come back. The question will always be, what will he be coming back to? What will you be doing? What have you established so that the continuation is set for him? So you have a very important role to play. And us older people, well, we set you up. We've paved the way. And now we're handing the baton over to you. It's the youth that must finish this race, that must race to glory. And your character, your standards, your belief is going with you. And as you ascend higher and higher and achieve more and more, far bigger things than we have set. We just did some road work. The older people, again, set you up. So always understand that when you look at a older man or older woman and you see that age has done some things to them, look at them with respect, no matter what the situation is. Look at them with respect because they're trusting you that you will do the right thing, that you will make it this far and go even further. I can tell you that I've had the opportunity to meet some amazing youth, ones that I find so gifted and talented, ones that I see the future in. And I'm happy to give them that baton. I've tried in my own way to be a support system. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And that's the basic facts of it all. You see, you can try to help someone, but they don't want your kind of help. You can try to impart some wisdom, but they don't want to hear a word that you say. It's okay, because God is always in control. All he tells us to do, whether you're young or old, is to do what I'm asking you to do, and I'll take it from there. I'm talking to the youth this morning. I'm giving you the roadmap to what success is. It's not in riches and things and how many homes that you have. It's not the glamour of the Hollywood lights. It's the standard that you set for yourself towards Jesus, towards your Savior. And those are the things that will last because that will transcend into heaven. Yes, you're going to take that with you. So it's an old saying that when you're down here on earth cutting up, doing things that you know you shouldn't do. Don't think because no one sees you or no one has you on videotape that there are not consequences to your actions. God sees everything. The ones of you that are using your talent to glorify him, it has to be authentic. You can't stand in front of people and be one way and then in the shadows of the evening, you're doing something else. God knows. He knows and he sees. And there's a record kept on you. There's a record kept on me. But my journey is falling out. And your journey is just beginning. It's time to wind down. Winding down is a good thing. I'm close to the end. And that's okay. everything doesn't last forever. Only in heaven will your continuation will be. But while you're here on earth, do the best you can. Do the right thing. That spotlight is on you. It's on your inside character, because God can read your heart. He knows when you're not telling the truth. He knows when you are telling the truth. He sees the talents that he gave you. If you are a singer, sing to his glory. If you're a dancer, dance to his praise. Yes, it's all up to you. You have choices. You're the only species that have free will. And you're not supposed to be barbaric. You're not supposed to be hurting one another. That's not in the game plan. But if you choose to do that, you will accomplish it to a point. To a point where he will have to step in and do something about it. And what that something is, we don't know. We can only imagine. The Bible says, my ways are not your ways. You can't kind of comprehend that, because what you believe and what you feel and your emotional stability and instability comes to play. But God is consistent. So youth, listen. Listen intensely. Us older folks have been there, have done that. And yes, we have the tattoo. It's up to you to decide how you're going to play this, how you're going to act towards it. One slip could be detrimental. Pull yourself up. Look at what you can do and do it. Be the guiding light to others. It's contagious. When you do these kind of things, you'll be blessed. Oh, I'm not talking about earthly things. I'm talking about things beyonder. Beyonder to the point where the reality of this life is long gone by. Beyonder. Up over the hill that you can't see yet, but it's there. It's that promised land. And you can get there if you can do the right thing. And sometimes that's humbling. Sometimes that's standing strong. Sometimes it's a whole lot of things. That's the part that you have to figure out. Make sure you don't hurt. You don't harm. That you're uplifting people, even the weakest of us. That's your mission. That should be your passion. That's representing God. This has been another sermon by Pastor Kevin T. Scott, a message to the youth. Amen, amen, amen.
Can you only imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the King? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I can only imagine to be surrounded by your glory. Jesus, oh, in love you'll be still. I could always.